week this week? Anybody besides me? You know, I had a really, really good week this week, and it's kind of like I was wondering as I was writing the message and put my notes down. I wonder if it had anything to do with that 60-60 thing, that I'm more aware of God. I wonder if, you know, I was sitting there wondering if it was, you know, it was that 60-60 thing that I've challenged. How'd everybody do this week? Anybody? You know, I don't know about you. I'm going to be really honest with you. The first time we did this, man, I was really with it. This time, I'm having a little harder time getting in. Anybody else besides me? You know, I had to turn it off a little bit because I had a funeral to go to, and so I just push pause, and when I'm done with it, I push it back on, and it goes back on. But I was thinking as I had a funeral, and there were some tough things, but I got to minister some old-time Salida friends of mine that I have known through the years and had opportunity to minister to them. And so it's hard to say a funeral is a good thing. It's never a good thing, but I figured it was an opportunity for me to minister and to serve and get to see some people I don't see that often. And so I just feel really good about the week. I'm kind of, well, I wonder if the 60-60 thing. I'm going to challenge you. I hope you know this is week one. We got 4 weeks to go, right? We said five, so there's four. One minus five is four. So it's in my pocket. As a matter of fact, it will go off in 16 minutes and 16 seconds. So if you didn't get one last week, if those aren't familiar with what's going on, several years ago, we did a campaign, and we did this thing that we thought every 60 minutes, we're going to take 60 seconds and think about God. A quick prayer, a quick thought about God, because we can go through the whole day sometimes and never think about him. So we did this 60-60, and we got a bunch of timers. So I got here. If you didn't get one last week, come up after the service, pick you up a timer, set it for 60 minutes, and every 60 minutes, just a quick prayer, just a quick thought about God. And so now what I'm doing now with this message series, I'm going to give you some ideas of what to do in that 60 seconds. Now, you can't do a whole lot, but 60 seconds is a significant amount of time. And so we're going to kind of look at what you can do in that time and that you can spend in that time. And so what I did is I took the Lord's Prayer. Well, wait, let me back up. I took the model prayer, all right? The model prayer is found in two books, Matthew and Luke. I'm going to look at Matthew chapter 6. We're going to kind of look at that model prayer. Most people refer to it as the Lord's Prayer. But it's really, if you want to make a little note, you want to read God's prayer, you want to read Jesus praying, go to John chapter 17. Write that down. Make that your homework this week. You want to really know about prayer, know Jesus' heart, and see Jesus' heart in the midst of prayer. John chapter 16 is a revelation of the heart of God in the heart of Jesus. So I'll encourage you to read that this week. But we're going to look at what I'm going to call the model prayer. And it just kind of has some concepts that Jesus was teaching us about prayer. That the disciples had come and asked him about praying, had said, teach us to pray. And you can read that over in the Gospel of Luke and kind of see the context there. And so then he sits down with them and begins to tell them about prayer. Now, I want to make sure I emphasize something here. If you read, you know, a lot of people just pray the Lord's Prayer. I have prayed the Lord's Prayer. But that shouldn't be the routine. That shouldn't be the habit. It's a model for us. And if you read the first part of that chapter of Matthew, he talks about that. Because some people like to show off in prayer. They would come up and stand before everybody and show, oh, hallelujah. And just show off their prayers. They wanted to show off their prayers. And so Jesus had some comments about that. He also had comments about those who prayed tons of words. You know, we're going to be heard by God because I pray an hour. All right, I'm going to pray a whole hour. That's not what God was after. That's not what God's talking. It's not a bunch of repetitive words. It's not the length of the words. It's not making a show of it. He's saying, okay, now here's what you pray like. So let's look at that passage of Scripture there, Matthew chapter 6. And this is that model prayer. Hopefully I can remember to say model. Pray like this. I already circled like, all right? I've already circled that word like. He didn't say pray this, did he? He didn't say this is what you're supposed to pray. He said when you pray, pray like this. This is kind of the model. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. And so what we're going to do today, we're going to look at one element of this, one concept, one idea in this prayer. But I broke it down to four. If you look at the prayer, I broke it down into four areas that I think we can have in our prayers. The first one I'm going to call praise. He says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. One of the ideas in our prayers, one of the concepts in our prayer is praise. Another thing he has, as you read on, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's yielding to God. God, I want your will to be done. And so we're going to talk about yielding to God. The other concept I see here, give us this day our daily bread. Asking, petitioning God. Most of us, that's the big part of our prayer, is that part of our prayers. And so we're going to talk about asking in this series. One of our messages was dealing with asking. And then the last one is going to deal with this last part. And forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. And that's going to be repent. So we're going to just kind of break this down. And so it's P-Y-A-R. Praise, yield, ask, and repent. Now, if you move those letters around, what do you get? Anybody got an idea? If you move P-Y-A-R around, you get the word prayer. All right. Gary's pretty good, right? Yeah, that's just the way I like doing things. So we're going to talk about praise this morning. I want to talk about prayer. I want to talk praising God in our prayers, taking time to acknowledge God and who he is and what he does. And I want to look at that. And so here's a scripture here. It goes like this. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Psalms 104. Praise God. Lift God's name up. Exalt God. So I gave you a definition of praise just to kind of give you some ideas here. Praise is telling God why you love him and how amazing he is. So you can talk about God's character. You can praise God for his character, for his nature, his mighty strength, his amazing grace, his nature, who God is, his mercy, his forgiveness, his nature. Praise is telling God thank you for what he's done and what he's going to do. You can praise God for the things he's blessed you with. The home, the job, the car, whatever it is, the children. Whatever, you can praise God for those things. When we think about praising God, there's many things to give thanks for. And so in your prayers, you can praise God. His character and his actions is the two words I want to put here. You can praise God for his character and for his actions in our life. And so taking time to praise God. And so I'm going to kick off with this verse because this next verse kind of gives the whole idea of everything I want to say about praise. Look at the verse here. It's found in Psalms 150. You notice a lot of them are in Psalms. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the tremble and the dance and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of the cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Everything that has breath, praise the Lord. I see several things here that tells us kind of like the why, the where, the when, the how. He really outlines everything about praising God. So I'm just going to take that verse and we're just going to break it down and say, this is what we can do. This is how we can take that concept of praise and put it into our prayers, into how we pray to God. So the first thing I put here is, where do you praise God? If you look at that passage, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens. I put praise him everywhere. Praise God everywhere. Wherever you're at, you can praise God. Okay, it could be at work, it could be in the car, it could be laying in the lazy boy, it could be while you're walking down the shopping mall, and all of a sudden you got that great sale, right? Come on. You know, here's that dress, and it's on sale. You've been looking at it, and it's finally on sale. Praise God, right? Your husband's going, oh, not again. Yeah. Praise God. School, wherever. I like the way he put it. Praise God in his sanctuary. So praise God at church. When most of we think about praising God, where do we think about praising God? Church. We're going to praise God at church. But I like that. Praise him in his mighty heavens. That's everywhere. Wherever you go, spend time praising God. Wherever you're at, spend time praising God. Anywhere and everywhere you can praise God. I took somebody else's words and just tweaked it a little bit. See if you can guess who wrote most of this with my changes. Say, I like to praise God. I do. I like to praise him. I would praise him in a boat, and I would praise him with a goat. I will praise him in the train, in the dark, and on the train, in the car, and in a tree. He is so good to me. So I will praise him in a box, and I will praise him with a fox. I will praise him in a house, and I will praise him with a mouse. Mickey Mouse, of course. And I will praise him here and there. Say, I will praise him anywhere. I do so like praising him. Thank you, Sam, I am. Did you recognize that when I started reading that? As I was writing my message, I kind of thought about that. Praise him wherever, in the rain, on the train, in the car. I was going to say at the bar. I don't know. Praise God. Wherever. The school, you're sitting in class, and the teacher lets the test slide, right? Come on. Praise God. We're going to skip that today. Yes. Don't thank the teacher, thank God. Put it in their head. Do it more often, right? At work. In the Lazy Boy, when the Cowboys beat the Niners today. Praise God. We got to praise God wherever we're at, anywhere, everywhere. Praise God. Lift God's voice up. So in those 60 seconds, that timer goes off in that 60 seconds, wherever you're at, think of something you can praise God for. I was at the funeral when the timer went off, and I turned it off after that when I went and did it. But I'm here. I don't know about you, but the cemeteries are beautiful places, aren't they? And I just thought, I'd get ready to read Psalms 23, and I'm just saying, God created all this beauty. And I tell people, it's kind of like the cemetery, it's kind of like a sad place, but it's really not, because it's just the doorway to the next world. The people that are there, I hate to tell you, they're not there. They're alive somewhere in the hands of a just and righteous God. See, praise God, there's an eternal life, that there's a heavenly home, that there's a forgiving God. See, praise God, anywhere, everywhere we can praise God. And so I put that down there, everywhere, wherever you're at. Praise God. So when that timer goes off, maybe there'd be something you can praise God for right then, that moment, 60 seconds. Thank you, Lord. To think that, the next part as I read that passage, I seen it because, I put it this way, because it gets my focus off myself and onto God. It says, praise him for his acts of power, praise him for his surpassing greatness, praise him with the, I'm going to stop right there. Praise him. It gets to focus off myself and onto God. Most of the day, guess who I'm thinking about most of my day? Anybody? I'm thinking about me, three people. Me, myself, and I. In the middle of the day, where are we at? Whether it's stress, whether it's something you got to get done, whatever it is, most of our day, most of our thoughts are usually on ourselves. And so when we think about praising God, it gets our thoughts off of ourselves and onto God. And we praise God for his character. What are some of the characteristics of God? I thank God that he's got strength. I thank God that he's got wisdom. I thank God that he knows the future better than I do. I like to have my plans. Anybody? I thank God for his grace. That's one of the big ones for me. I don't know about you, but God took care of a lot of trash in my life. And it's not just the past either. I thank God for his mercy. That character of God, that he's not an absentee God, that he's a God who's intimately involved. And that, his character, that he loves me. That he loves you. That character of God, that no matter where you are, you're right there in the hands of God. And in the presence of God, that character of God, and give thanks to God. It gets it off myself and my troubles and my needs and my wants and my situation and my circumstances and me. And it gets my focus on God. Just that moment of praising God changes that. I praise God for what he's given me. Praise God for all the blessings and all the things he's done for me. I look at my family's gone now. They're all out of state, snotty kids. They just all move off. But I praise God for my family. And they're all making, if they didn't move, it'd be wise decisions. They made some wise decisions. Tommy's got some great open doors for him up there. He's got a chance to go into the office and work in the office instead of driving truck the rest of his life. And Donald's got some open doors for him. Jeremiah. Their families, the kids, Samantha going to school for the first day. That was kind of sad because I usually like to go visit the school. But I praise God for them. and the blessing. Yeah, they're not next to me like I like, but God's protecting them. I thank God for protecting them, that they gave them safe trips up there. See, praise God for what he's done, the blessings. You know, I look at my car, and I'm driving a 2000 Daewoo. Anybody know what a Daewoo is? But you know what? That car gets almost 30 miles to a gallon of gas. I can get to Disneyland, all, you know, real cheap now. You know? I praise God for those things. You know, what do we need to praise God? What are those things in your life, those answered prayers, those things that God has done for you, those things that God has moved into your life? See, too often, we forget. It was fun this morning visiting. And we were kind of talking, and the conversation turned to praise. And it was kind of fun because he didn't know what I was preaching on, had no idea that I was going to be talking on praise. And he was telling me he's got a list in his room of 84 things he's thankful to God for. How many of us have a list of things we're thankful for? He had a list in his room of 84 things he's thankful for. I thought, yeah. Because if you're like me, I'm going to get there in a little while. I forget. Anybody? You know, just I skip over. You know, but how about, you know, this guy taught me 84 things, what God has done and how God has blessed and where God's at. You know, and if you really want to, I'll give you a hint. You really want to learn to pray and to praise God, just start reading the Psalms. Just sit down and read the Psalms. Start reading some of those Psalms and see what God has to say. But I'm going to talk about how. See, we already got it up here. We're going to talk about how. As I read that list there, if you looked at this, it says, praise him with a sounding trumpet. I don't know about you. That was all musical instruments. It's all the music. I'm going to ask you, can you sing your prayers? Now, should Gary sing his prayers? See, you guys see? Give me a break here. All right. Yes, you can sing your prayers. I'm going to tell you, sing praise back to God. Sing back to God. Matter of fact, I wrote a couple of songs down here. Maybe you'll recognize these. I'm going to read them. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. All my soul rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be sweet, sweet sound in your ear. You recognize that? Uh-oh. I got to pray. God knows. See, I just push the button. It says 6 again. I push it again, and it starts again. All right. God knows. Thank you, Jesus. How about this next one? I'm going to pray. Right here is my 60 seconds. Some thank the Lord for friends and home, for mercy sure and sweet. But I will praise him for his grace. Prayer I would repeat. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. See, we can sing back those prayers. Get an old hymn book out. That's what the Psalms are. And just read back and just sing your praise to God. And just so you know, I do sing. I don't sing in the shower, but I do sing. I will drive down the road and sing. I will set up my computer and start a song that speaks to my heart, and I will sing to that song. Now, the computer will be real, real loud, you know. I have a hearing problem. All right, that's what Laura thinks. But I don't want anybody to hear me. Yeah, that's a good. I'll tell you, if you don't think you sing well, turn the radio on and turn it up full blast, and then you sing. All right, all right. You know, I was doing some studies. We're doing our 40-day study, and we started a new study in my home group. And our home group, the study ended up. I thought this was a great idea. Ends up singing a song of worship at the end of our group. It has a DVD. It's a DVD you put in and do this. I just push the buttons and lead the group. That's the best way, all right? So I just push the button, lead the group, push the button, stop, push the button, play, go through it. At the very end, it has a song. We sat there and sang. I said, I don't sing. But you know what the instruction said? It said for the leader, it says, play it real loud so that people don't have to worry about hearing their own voices. That's exactly what the instruction said. Yeah. But I told people, we don't need to sing the song. We don't need to sing, but let's play it. And we were passing our prayer list around, making a list of our prayer requests. We have a little paper. We keep a little book that keeps all our prayer requests in it and pass it around every week. And then we pray over that prayer list. It played through once, and the prayer list was still going on. We started playing again. Guess what? everybody in the group, including me, sang quietly as the song played. So this next 40-day study, since we're making our own, you guys are going to sing in your 40-day study, all right? We're getting ready. I hope you're praying now. Servolution, I hope you're getting ready. So part of that DVD is going to have a song in there with a video. And turn it up, and turn it up, shake the walls, and sing, because nobody will hear you, all right? But you can sing your praise back to God. You can sing those songs back to God. You know, I do. I pray. You know, some of my prayers is some of the songs. You know, one of the songs, I remember when we first started doing courses in the church, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say that and I'll say it kind of in a singing way as I talk to God in my prayers. And so, yes, you can sing back to God. You can sing your prayers. Now, if you're a great singer, do it. Sing loud. Proclaim God. He had all these musical instruments. And you can enjoy those and bring it back up to God. So you can praise Him with that song. And you can let your songs ring out and let God hear. I put it this way, too. You can give thanks with words. With words. He had all these words in here. Words are powerful. Words are simple. I wrote this round. Simple words. Simply say thank you. Have you ever wished somebody would say that to you? You ever thought, would they just simply say thank you? I mean, is it that hard to say? You ever think about that about somebody? Come on, don't sit there and look at me like that. I'm sure, you know. Just say thank you. Just simple words. Just thank you. Praise you, God. Just words that can express it. Words that can share with it. You know, just, you know, God, thank you for that answer to this prayer. God, thank you for my family and those grandkids. God, thank you for that open door. You know, like I say, I was thanking God because I got to see people at this funeral that I hadn't got to see in years and visit with. See, what is it? Just simple words. Is there a simple way to say thank you? Is there a simple way to express your appreciation in just some simple words? You know, God, I love you. God, I appreciate you. God, thank you for that grace. God, thank you for that forgiveness. God, thank you for that mercy. God, thank you that for your strength to get through this day at work that was really horrible. Or God, thank you for helping me get through that school assignment that I hated. You know, God, thank you for helping me put up with my kids. Anybody have to wrestle with that one? Your kids ever drive you crazy? You know, just simply saying thank you to God. Just simply expressing that gratitude to God in just simple words. It don't have to be flowery. That's what I like I'll encourage you to read that sixth chapter there of Matthew, and you read it because they wanted to make a show of it. You know, well, God's going to hear you because I pray a lot of words. Now, see, I've taken tests at school, and I didn't know an answer. And this is, when I went to college, When you're in high school in that, you like multiple choice questions. Just fill in the, you know, just circle, just, you know, fill in those little blobs. You get into college, they ask tricky questions. And they'll spell the name just one letter different. And now you're guessing. Yeah. So when I got into college, I liked essays. You know, bring your little blue book. Anybody remember bringing the blue books to take essays in at school? You bring your little blue book and you take. And I've had tests that I had no idea what the answer was. Here's the question. I had no idea. None. Zip. Zero. So you know what I did? I didn't leave it blank. I wrote the most on that one. All right? I just wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote, and I hope something stuck. Yeah. I just hope, I hope something sticks. And I can remember doing that. I remember my missions class, Dr. DeBose, taking this test, and I had no idea the answer to this question. And I just wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. It was like 2 pages in that book, you know, 2 or 3 pages in that little blue book. You know? And I didn't get a really good grade on that part of the question, but I didn't get a zero either. You know, sometimes we think, well, God, if I just tell you a lot of words and just keep throwing words out there, something to stick. Just simple words. Thank you, God, for forgiving me. It doesn't have to be long prayer. We think, well, if I pray long prayers, big prayers, something will finally stick and God will like it. Just simple words. Just thank you, God, for grace. Thank you, God, for my family. Thank you, God, we're going to go out for dinner after church on Sunday. Thank you, God. Can we just say simple words? So we can give thanks with our songs and our prayers. We can give thanks with our words. And I put down here, we can give thanks with Bible quotes. You can give thanks with Bible. You can quote God's word back to him. Remember, I mentioned Psalms already. Just quote the scripture back to him. I'll encourage you. You can go read. If you go, I think it's chapter 34 of Deuteronomy. You can read Moses' prayer. 32 or 34 in Deuteronomy is Moses' prayer. You can read Moses' prayer. If you want to read a great prayer back to God and one that kind of gives God praise and honor, read the 51st Psalms as David lays out his heart back to God. Yeah. Or you can be like my teacher, Dr. McKay. He was in his 70s then, Cal Baptist. He'd come into class every morning. Every morning he walks into class, and he would go, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, all is in his holy name, bless his name." That's the first part. I guess I got the scripture up. I think it's Psalms 100. I think I got the scripture there. So it'll pop up on the screen in a minute, and you can see this. It's Psalms 100. So, we'll put it up on the screen. There should be a scripture next. There we go. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all to me, bless his holy name. That's kind of a different translation, but you can read that. Just that Psalms 103. Just read the whole Psalms to God. You can read Psalms 19, Psalms 17. You can just praise God's creation and God's beauty. I also put Psalms 100 up here. And you can see Psalms 100, another one that just praises God for who he is. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. All the earth serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his courts with praise. We started with that. And just read back. Just read God's word back to him. You want to praise God, and you're sitting there trying to figure out, I don't know what to say. I don't know where to turn. I'm going to tell you, if you don't know where to pray and you don't know where to turn and you want to praise God, drop your Bible open, turn to Psalms, put your finger somewhere, and just read that to God. If you don't know anything else, just read back to God his word. See, we can quote back God's word to him and praise God through his word. See, I like that passage that we have there, because that passage really set it up really nice. It tells me when to pray. It tells me why to pray. It tells me how to pray. Here's all these instruments. It tells me all the stuff. When, why, and how. It just left off, you know, and in that where, anywhere and everywhere. And then I put it this way. I wanted to add this. When? Now. Now's the time to praise God. Can you even praise God in the midst of trouble? Can you praise God when everything is going wrong? I think that's when faith is really tested for me. When things aren't right. When things aren't going well. When I'm stressed. When I'm in turmoil. When situations and circumstances. When I've got problems. I can praise God. And I say, I want to challenge you. Look at what it says here. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise is always on my lips. Any time is a good time to praise God. Any day, every day is a good time to praise God. And now is a good time to praise God. So if you slide down to the bottom, we're going to come there in a minute, but I'm going to just give you a list. If you look down at the bottom, you have to do this now, but you will do this later. All right? You notice how I said that. What are you most thankful for right now? We're going to come down to that in a little while, but I want you to start thinking about it. What are you most thankful for right now? I found this little statement I thought was cute. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult times, moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God. I like that. I like what he said there. Just praise God. Now's the time to praise God. I don't care what's going on in your life. I don't care what's happened in your life. I don't care what circumstances, what situation you find yourself. It could be one of the worst days in your life. It could be the greatest heartache in your life. You can praise God. Find something to praise God. It could be the best day of your life. It could be one of the greatest times that you're really feeling good and things are just right. Praise God. Now's the time to praise God. Anytime, now's the time to praise God. Now it's time. But there's a problem. I put two things on here that causes a problem when we think about praising God. The first thing I put down here that causes a problem of praising God, it's called self-centeredness. Self-centeredness is a great obstacle to praising God. See, we like to think, at least maybe I like to think, look what I did. Look what I accomplished. Look where I am in life. Look at me. Look how smart I am. Look how hard I work. You know, I bought this new car or this house or I got this college degree. And we like to think, look what I did. Yeah. The truth of the matter is, I'm going to tell you something, whether you like it or not, this is the truth. You would be nothing without God, all right? Did you get me? I don't care how smart you are, you'd be nothing without God. I don't care how rich you are or how poor you are, you would be nothing without God. See, we like to think we did this. I look at my life, and I'm the perfect example of this for me. And I was telling somebody this week. I barely graduate high school. I wanted to be a sharpshooter on the SWAT team and shoot bad guys. That was my goal. All right? I was going to join the Army, be an MP in the Army, get out of the Army, join the police force, and be on the SWAT team and shoot bad people. That was what I wanted to do. I didn't care about school, barely creeped through high school. You know, I don't even know if I had a C average, honestly. But then God called me to the ministry. God called me into being a pastor. And all of a sudden, there's a change in me. I can't explain it. I love school. I love studying. I can set up my computer for hours and research. I love it. How do you go from somebody who hates school, who would cut school, jump on his motorcycle? Now, kids, don't do this, okay? I'd cut school, jump on my motorcycle, ride down to the Sacramento River, and go fishing. I would. I had my ride up on the bank, ride down the river, shad are running, salmon are there, steelhead are running, whatever's there, man. I want to go fishing, catfish if nothing else. Go down a little further, go up the slough, and go catfishing. That's what I did. That's what I wanted to do. But God tucked that into somebody who'd love school, and now I got a doctorate. Explain that to me. I got one explanation. I got one word for that. God. It's not Gary Peebles. Well, you're smart. No, I'm not. I'm not that smart. I go to school. You guys know I'm not. Look how I spell. I'm glad our English person's out of here. But we get so caught up in ourselves. Look what I've done. Look what I've achieved. Look how much I've grown. Look at all this. And we get so caught up in all this stuff. See, that's self-centeredness. And when that self-centeredness, well, I worked hard for that. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I worked hard for those college degrees and that doctorate. It was not easy. You can ask them in the church. When I was working on my doctorate, they gave me Wednesday night off, and they had to do Wednesday night service. That's when I had Wednesday night service. My kids did Wednesday night. Martha did Wednesday night. Francis did Wednesday. They'd all take turns doing Wednesday night, so I didn't have to do that, so I could work on my stuff for school. Yeah. I worked hard for it. See what Gary achieved? No, Gary didn't achieve that. My greatest time when I sat there in that doctorate class, when I sat down in that class, and there's introduction to the class, and the teacher says, you do not fail. You get pass or do over. And I'm going, I can do this. I might have to do it 100 times, but I can do this. Because you had that do-over. See, we'd like to think, well, look what I've done. I'm going to tell you, I've done nothing. But God has allowed me to do all sorts of stuff, and I'm having a blast. See, I can pray. But see, self-centeredness can get in the way. You know, not only in the positive way, but it can get in the way in the negative way. Self-centeredness can get in the way in the negative way. Oh, poor me, nothing ever goes right. Here it goes again. Anybody? Anybody? You know, we get that self-centeredness on the negative side. It never works for me. Somebody's talking about going to casinos this week. I cannot go to a casino because I am unlucky. We go up to these conferences and we'll go in the casino and stuff. I go there to eat because it's cheap food. I don't put any money down because I might as well just throw it away because it ain't coming back. I do like the signs at some casinos around Tahoe, Lake Tahoe. I like the one, 98.7% payback. You know what that says? Give them a dollar, they're going to give you 98.7 cents. If you're going to do that, you don't have to go to Tahoe. I'll do it right here with you, okay? I'll trade you every day. I mean, as long as you want. Yeah. But a lot of times we dwell on that negative side. Oh, it's life and it sucks and it stinks and it's... See, self-centeredness not only has that positive side, self-centeredness has that negative side. And so we can't praise God because everything's always wrong. We just don't have anything to praise God for because it never goes right for me. See, we get that self-centeredness, positive and negative. That hinders our praise to God. It throws up a wall that makes it hard to praise God. See, when you come back and you realize, you know what? My life's in God's hands. Everything is a blessing from God. Everything, even when it's negative, might not be a blessing, but God can use. I like that study that said, God never wastes a pain. I like that. I've had a lot of pains. Some of you, I might be your pain. I don't know. Because we have that. But praise God. Don't let self-centeredness hinder your prayers. Don't let self-centeredness be an obstacle in your prayers. Then I put down this one, forgetfulness is a major hindrance. Self-centeredness is a great obstacle, and forgetfulness is a major hindrance. We forget. How many times have you prayed for something, God has answered you, and you didn't even remember praying about it? Never even asked God about it. That's why I encourage people to write your prayers down. You know what? It is okay to read a prayer to God. Did you know that? It's okay to read it. It's okay to write the whole thing out and then read it back to God. That's okay. And I encourage people, write your prayers down. Write your prayer requests down. Because that way you remember, well, yeah, God did do that. Thank you, God. I forgot about that. Anybody ever do something like that? See, we forget things. We simply let things pass our mind. And you don't have to be a senior to have a senior moment. Anybody? Yeah. I'm not a senior yet, but I get a lot of senior moments. Matter of fact, I got news. I will never be a senior, okay? Except when I'm out at a restaurant. I'll take the discount. Yeah. But we forget. We just simply forget. We ask God for things, and then we just go on with life. God provides it, and we don't even remember to say thank you. You ever hold the door for somebody going into a mall or going into the restaurant, and they walk right by and just ignore you? It's like, yeah, come back. Yeah. Just say thank you, right? You just want somebody to say thank you. Yeah, I wonder how many times God sits there and just goes, they didn't even recognize. I thought about the one, give you a little Bible one. Jesus walks in and these people come up for healing. I think there was 10 of them. Some might have to maybe remember this. I didn't put this in my notes because I just now thought about it. These 10 came up for healing. And he healed them all. And they all left. But if I remember right, I think just one of them came back. Somebody might have to help me there. That's your homework. Find out that story in the Bible. I forget where it's at. You guys can find it. I'm only the preacher. Yeah. But only one of them came back to say thank you. Is that us sometimes? Yeah. See, we forget. So make a list. Write it down. What are you thankful for? And so this morning, I put it really simple. I want you to write it down. Now is the time to praise him. Now, today, here, right here. This place, now, 9, 26, 32, 33, 34, it's time to praise him, all right? So, what are you most thankful for right now? What is it? Is there an answered prayer? Is there a blessing? Is there a miracle? Maybe it's his forgiveness, his wonderful grace, or his mighty mercy. Maybe it's assurance of a home in heaven. Maybe you're thankful for the plan he has for your life. I'm thankful for that one. God had a wonderful plan for my life, and I'm having a great time. Ups and downs, though. Are you thankful for family? Be specific. Thank you for my kids. No, thank you for my kids, Jennifer and Tommy and Amanda and Donald and Jeremiah and Tessa. Thank you for my grandkids. Be specific. Write them down. Is there family? What are you most thankful for? I want you to write it down. Let's bow. And right now, right where you're at, you don't have to pray out loud. I'm not asking everybody to pray out loud. It'd be really an interesting place. Everybody start talking at once. They think we're charismatic or something. But right now, you just praise God. Whatever you wrote down there, just take it to God. Just tell him thank you. Just praise him. Lord, you heard the voices. You've seen the hearts. Thank you for the blessings you have given us. Thank you for the mercies you have shown us. Thank you for the family, the friends. Lord, I don't know what was written on the papers, but I know what is written in the heart. Praise you. Praise you, Lord, that you are forgiving, that you're all abounding in grace and mercy. Lord, you are great, and we are yours. Thank you for loving us and sending Jesus. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. So in your time this week, you got your timer. If you didn't get one, pick one up. I got 37 minutes and 1 second. Now I got 36 minutes and 59 seconds. Pick up a timer. And some of that 60-second times, praise him. This is what I like about God. You know, it doesn't take all these elements to praise God. You don't have to have, well, I got to have all this in my prayer. I'm going to tell you, I don't say amen at the end of every prayer I pray. Did you guys know that? I'll walk here from church. Man, I got a long commute from home. And I'll walk here from church, from my house to church. And I'll be talking to God. And I'll walk in the door and I won't even say thank you or amen. I'll just walk in, start doing what I'm doing. So you have to say amen. You don't have to pray. You don't have to have all these elements. I got to have praise, and I got to have yielding, and I got to have asking, and I got to have repent. I got to have. No, you know what? You can. The whole prayer could be just praise. The whole prayer might be asking. The whole prayer might be yielding. I don't know. But take time this week, 60 seconds every 60 minutes, just to pray, whatever it is. It's not long prayers, not repetitive words. 60 seconds in God's presence. Every 60 minutes. Let's pray as we close. Lord, we're about to enter another week. It's a beautiful day you've given us today. The sun shines warm. Hopefully not too hot. But help us learn to spend time with you. In the busyness of the day, in the turmoil of our heart, and all that is going on around us, help us spend time with you. Remind us of your mercies. Show us your grace. Reveal your love that we may be your people in the world today. That others may see Jesus in us and glorify your name. For it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.